This afternoon, we'd like to see the title of Desolate in Jeremiah chapter 4, verses 23 through 31. Before starting this sermon, we present three questions. Number one, why will God make Judah desolate? Number one, why will God make Judah desolate? Number two, how can you explain God made without form or void things? How can you explain God made without form or void things? The last question, how can you explain this desolate happening to Israel historically and in future from today? Number three, how can you explain this desolate happening to Israel historically and in future from today? After Israel, the northern kingdom was destroyed by Assyria, Jeremiah the prophet prophesied during the last five kings of Judah before the fall of the nation in 586 B.C. He delivered God's word to Israelites to repent their sins and turn back to the law, and their coming 70-year captivity of Babylon. In the last previous verses, we saw Israelites are wise in evil, but they are so ignorant in the ways of the truth. And there's Jeremiah the prophet now sees the nation of visionary form. He sees what is going to happen. Verses 23, I beheld, or I looked the earth, and indeed, or literally, it was without form and void. It was formless and empty, and the heavens, they had no light. At the heavens, their light was gone. So verses 23 is Israelites' vision by Jeremiah. Because the Israelites didn't obey God's words and worshipped idols rather than God. Therefore, God is ready to make a judgment against Judah, the southern nation, over Israelites. Also, the verse 23 is very similar to Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. So Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, verse 2, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. It's similar to this verse 23. Indeed, it was without form. The earth was without form and void, and void. Darkness was on the face of the deep. So they had no light, similar to darkness. So very similar. Then, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. God started to create the earth and heavens again here. So there is a gap between verse 1 and 2. So because of that gap, the gap theory was developed. What happened in the gap between verse 1 and verse 2? Gap theory, scholars said, So in the gap, Mesozoic age or ice age occurred. That time is a dinosaur was there, or mammoths was there. So they were killed in ice age. So then God recreated in verse 3 of Genesis 1. Because Isaiah chapter 45 verse 18, God did not create it in vain. So God never created the things in vain or empty. That's God's nature. So therefore, verse 1, God created the heavens and the earth, but satanic things, Satan or devils, which are fallen angels, might resist against God. Therefore, God destroyed all Satan and devils. So that happened on the earth in Ice Age. So dinosaurs and mammoths were killed in Ice Age. Then God created again from verse 3 as Adam and today existing animals and plants and so on. So light, sun, moon, like that. That kind of explain is gap theory. Well, second theory is the day age theory. So from verse 3 through continually, the first day God created something, second day God created another thing, third day created another thing. Like that, one day is equal to AZ. AZ stands for 1 billion years, about 1 billion years. So the Earth's life might be 7 billion years, about 7 billion years, you know, something like that. That is the day age theory. The last one is the young earth theory. Young earth theory, which meaning one day stands for 24 hours. So young age, young earth theory, God has all the power, the sovereign power. Whatever he pleases, he can create it. Even it is 24 hours, God can create 1 billion years only for 24 hours, or only for a second, whatever God pleases, because God is almighty. God is omnipotent. Whatever he pleases, he can do it. That's why God's nature is omnipotence. So personally, I believe on young earth theory. So in young earth theory, we can explain the book of Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's a thesis. Then, in order to explain the thesis, the verse 2, the earth was without form and void, darkness was on the face of the deep. This is just before creation of the heavens, the earth was without form, void. Then God created day by day, verse 3, then God said, let there be light, and there was a light. So, like that, we give in a certain thesis, some subject, then explain in detail, in order, or chronologically, logically, that kind of stuff. So, personally, I believe in young earth theory way, but I do not deny gap theory entirely over today age theory entirely. But the 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 said, we are the stewards of the mysteries of God. So mysteries mean uncertainties, unknowing things. So right now, we don't know clearly, but when we meet the Lord Jesus Christ face to face, we could know how God, triunity. So God the Father, Son of God, Holy Spirit, God, Father, created the heavens, the earth in detail. We can know that when we meet Jesus face to face. Then Jeremiah, the prophet, is seeing the vision continually in coming soon, 70 years of Babylonian captivity. I behold, or I look at the mountains, and indeed they tremble. Mountains trembles. Mountains were quaking, like earthquaking. And all the hills moved back and forth, like a shaking or a swaying. I beheld, I looked, and indeed, really, there was no man. There were no people. And all the birds of the heavens had fled. All the birds were gone, flown away. Because the Babylonian armies invaded into Judah, so birds gone, all people were gone, because the Babylonian armies carried away Jewish people to Babylonian country as a slavery. I beheld, I looked, and indeed, really, the fruitful land was a wilderness. Fruitful land became desolate, or a desert. And all its cities were broken down. So all the cities became in ruins, lay in ruins, were broken down at the presence of the Lord by His fierce anger. Because God's fierce anger, because God doesn't love injustice or sin. So therefore, in order to develop God's justice, God is going to bring judgment against Judah by bringing hidden country Babylon as murderers or invaders. To conquer Jewish people to be carried away as slavers to its own country. For thus said the Lord, the Lord said, the whole land shall be desolate. Why the Judah, the whole land shall be desolate? Because they did not obey God. They were wise in evil. They are so ignorant of God. They worshipped idols rather than God. That's why God judged against Judah, the nation, to become desolate. Yet I will not make a full end. Which meaning God will not the Jewish people entirely to be destroyed. So some part, some remnants of Jewish people would not be destroyed by God. So there, some remnant of people eventually return from exile. This shows of God's mercy. But still, God is waiting for some remnant people, all the Jewish people, to come back into Judah, Israel. For this shall the earth mourn. So the people, Jewish people, will mourn or weep. And the heavens above be black. so no light, because I have spoken. I have purposed and will not relax. Oh, God said, I will not feel sorry, nor will I turn back from it. So God will not turn sinful Jewish people back from this desolate judgment. So simply means God gave them up. So God have decided and will not turn back, will not return his decision to judge Israel people. At the sound of horsemen and bowmen or archers, the whole city shall flee from the noise of the horsemen, or the sound of the horsemen and bowmen or archers. They run away from the noise of the horsemen and archers. They shall go into thickets, into forest. They run away into forest to avoid killing, and climb up on the rocks, climb up on the rocks mountain. Every city shall be forsaken or quaking. Forsaken, every city shall be despised or destroyed, and not a man shall dwell in it. Nobody shall dwell in every city, because they will be carried away to a foreign country, Babylon. And when you are plundered, or when you are spoiled, what will you do? Although you clothe yourself with crimson, although you clothe yourself with red color or scarlet, so you make yourself beautiful, although you enlarge your eyes with paint, although you make your eyes with eyeshadows to be beautiful, pretty, in vain you will make yourself fair. So everything will become empty or vain. In vain you will make yourself fair. Your lovers will despise you. In Hezekiah, the king of Judah, the Babylon was a friend to the Judah. But in this coming, in 586 before Christ, the B.C., the Babylon and Babylon neighbors countries are becoming enemies against Judah. So your lovers stand for Babylon and other Babylon neighbors country became invaders or murderers, will despise you. They will seek your life. So they are invaded or murderers. They will seek your life. For I ever heard a voice as of a woman in labor. So when women stand for Israel people, they're weeping in labor, like the anguish as of her who brings forth her first child. When she delivered her first child, so she weeps. The anguish as of her who brings forth her first child, the voice of the daughter of a giant, bewailing herself, or bewailing, weeping sorrowfully. So the women wept sorrowfully, because many men will be carried away as slavery to foreign countries. So the women's husbands carried away as slavery to Babylon. So they wept sorrowfully. She spread her hand, saying, "Where is me now? Alas, I am fainting. My soul is weary. I am fainting, weary because of murderers." So my life is given over to murderers. So the women said, "Alas, I am fainting. My life is given over to murderers. Jeremiah the prophet prophesied the miserable happening which is coming soon unless Israelites repent their sins and come back to the law. So the question 3 said, how can you explain this desolate happening to Israel historically and in future from today? Historically, and after Jeremiah the prophet prophesied particular these verses in 586 before Christ, the Babylonian country historically embedded into Judah, the southern nation. Then Babylonian country captured the Israelites to be carried away into Babylon as slavers. That's a desolate happening. But how about in future from today? In future from today, Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 7 said, the Lord spoke concerning Israel and Judah. In verse 4 said, you know, Israel, northern nation, Judah is a southern nation. After that of Solomon, Israelite countries were divided into northern country of Israel, established by the 10 tribes. But the southern is Judah, established by 2 tribes. One is Judah, the other one is Benjamin. So the southern Judah. But here, chapter 3, verse 4 says, the Lord spoke concerning Israel and Judah. Israel, northern kingdom, Judah, southern kingdom. This one is talking about in future. Verse 7, Jacob's trouble. Jacob's trouble, we can see Revelation chapter 7, verse 4. So the Jewish people, Israelites, who do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, will not be caught up into the heaven to meet Jesus Christ coming the second, again, coming again in heaven. So then they will go through the great tribulation. But the meet of great tribulation, they discovered the false Christ. Then they repent their sins of unbelief in the Lord Jesus Christ. That time, Revelation chapter 7, verse 4 said, 144,000 of all the tribes of children of Israel were sealed. So they, 144,000 Israelites, will be sealed to be delivered from great tribulation, desolate happening. So each tribe, 12,000 people. So 12,000 people times 12 tribes equal to 144,000 people. So, but today, some Jewish people who do believe in the Lord Jesus Christ will not go through the great tribulation rather than will be caught up into heaven to the to meet the second coming Jesus Christ in heaven. So only the Jewish people who do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ will go through the great tribulation. But some Jewish people, the 144,000 people, repent the middle of the Great Tribulation, 3.5 years, then they will be sealed to be saved on Jesus' second coming on the earth. Let's see each question. Why will God make Judah desolate? Judah is the southern nation. Why would God make Judah desert? Because the Judah people disobeyed God. They were wise in evil, but they are so ignorant of God. They worshipped idols rather than God. They didn't return back to God. Question 2. Why can you explain God made without form or void things? Isaiah chapter 45 verse 18, we know that God never made void formless thing. So because of sins, God destroyed the creature, resulting in formless thing and void thing in light of death theory. Question 3. How can you explain this desolate happening to Israel historically in future from today? When Jeremiah the prophet prophesied historically, 586 before Christ, Babylonians' country's invasion didn't come yet. But historically, in 586 before Christ, the Babylonian country invaded into Judah country. Then they carried away Jewish people as a slavery into the Babylonian-owned country. So for 70 years, Babylonian captivity. But in future from today, the Jewish people who do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ will get through the Great Tribulation. So at that time, they will suffer this desolate happening. That's called Jacob's Trouble, according to Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7. Jacob's Trouble. But some Jewish people repent their sins not to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. How many people? Each tribe, 12,000 people times 12. So 144,000 people will be saved on the Lord's second coming on the earth. Let's pray all together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Forever. Amen.